Specsavers is proud to support the Green Hour. Let's work together in preserving the planet.
Now, for the last few weeks on today's Green Hour, we've been looking at the various ETA Award winners from 2013. You might remember the Green Hour winning an ETA Award 2 years ago for being the champions in energy efficiency awareness. We'll be joined by another winner now on the line. He won one of last year's prizes in the 2013 ETA Awards, and he's Mr. Don Burrows. He joins us on the line. Don, good morning. Welcome to the Green Hour.
Good morning, Gareth. Glad to be here.
Don, tell us a little about yourself. Where do you live? What keeps you busy these days?
I live in the suburbs of Johannesburg, and I've been here for about 19 years. As you can probably hear from my accent, I've moved from America. And I'm a journalist, and I've written about a wide range of topics over the years, but these days I'm mostly writing about energy efficiency.
And have you always been involved in it? What sort of triggered it for you?
I always had an interest in it. I actually grew up in a house with solar panels on it at a time when that was fairly unusual. But I never had as many opportunities as I felt I had once I got here, where in Johannesburg at least, where the sun seems like it's shining all the time and where it seems like you can make a real difference, because the electricity is all coal generated. Every kilowatt hour you save makes such a difference.
Absolutely. Now, you entered the 2013 ETA Awards. Firstly, how did you come to hear about this campaign and this competition?
I think I picked up on it in the newspaper, in the Mail and Guardian first, and then went online to learn more about it.
And you decided to enter the energy saving in households category. And what was the project that you submitted?
Well, I just felt that we had done so much in our house over the many years that we had lived here, and we did it, of course, just because we wanted to save energy, not because we were looking to win any awards. But I thought that actually we had a case to make, that we'd done something special, and that more people should hear about it. We had saved about 75% on the number of kilowatt hours we use compared to when we first moved in. And we figured that was saving us about 20,000 rand a year on our electricity costs.
Wow.
We thought more people should hear about it.
I like that. Well, tell us a little bit more about some of the specific things you did do. Did you go solar, or did you first look to sort of reduce your energy usage?
Well, I always say that to save that much electricity, you have to do a few big things and about 100 small ones.
Yeah, that's right.
But looking at some of the bigger ones, solar for our hot water, certainly we supply almost all of our needs unless we get a spell of bad weather from our solar panels. Our space heating, we've got rid of all of our electric heaters. We heat with firewood and with gas. And our lighting has all shifted to mostly LED now, though still some compact fluorescence, but no incandescent lights left. And finally, we have a swimming pool, like so many people in Johannesburg suburbs, and we've changed the pool pump to a variable speed pool pump, which is something that not as many people have heard about, but
yeah, that's
where
true.
You can save a lot of electricity.
Now, you've made some sort of adjustments in terms of technology and stuff, but behaviorally, and I think that's where a lot of people seem to find it quite difficult. Did it affect your times that you could use your hot water in your house? How did it affect you behaviorally as a family?
In terms of the solar hot water, it certainly does make sense if you can kind of compact your family's bathing and showering times into a couple of hours in the evening. That is what works best for us. And we've always been a family that tends to use that as the time for showers and baths anyway. So that's worked well for us. But if you have two people wanting to have their a bath at night, and then two more people wanting to have a shower in the morning, that makes it a little harder to save as much electricity, because you're not really likely to have as much warm water in the
Absolutely,
morning.
Absolutely, yeah. Don, can you give us an idea about, you mentioned sort of 20,000 rand a year. In terms of a monthly bill, did you see significant changes as you went about this, the savings and the improvements on your home?
We have. of course, at the same time, you're fighting the annual increases in the tariff that you're paying. So it doesn't come down by 75% as you watch the year-to-year changes. I calculated that what we would be paying this year, if we were using electricity like we used to use 16 years ago, would be $20,000 more. But certainly the bills are not onerous. We live in a four-bedroom, rather large house, as I say, with a swimming pool and with four of us, often five, living here. And my last electricity bill was 388
rand. I like that. Fantastic. Done. It sounds like you've done some really exciting things. And we want to talk a little bit more about what some of your tips perhaps that you could share with us and talk about your experience with the ETA Awards. We'll take a break and we'll speak to you in a few moments. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Thank you. And welcome back to today's Green Hour. We're meeting the 2013 ETA Awards. All the winners over the next couple of weeks. We've met three of them already. Today we're meeting the winner in the energy saving in household category, which was won by Mr. Don Burrows. We've been hearing some of his story. He joins us once again on the line. Don, thanks for joining us again. You actually mentioned to me that you have been recording some of your stories through a blog, I believe.
That's right. For the last several years, I've been writing about all of the different changes we've made at the house and also about other things that I've discovered through my writing and my research on green living on a blog called Greener House. So you can find that at www.greenerhouse.co.za.
Okay, greenerhouse.co.za, and we can hear some of your story there as well. Don, you've obviously into the ETA Awards is a process of meeting other people, similar energy saving champions like yourself, and then of course being part of the awards and afterwards people interviewing and all sorts. What's been your experience and how have you grown and learned from it?
Well, it's been a great opportunity to get the word out. When one does these things all by yourself, you can only make your little bit of impact in
That's
your
right.
little corner of the world. But if you can help share the experience, you can hopefully make a broader impact. And it's also through the ETA Awards, I managed to meet some people from the Green Building Council, and I've become actually very active now helping them
Wonderful.
With their new project, My Green Home.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. It was launched in Cape Town quite recently with the Ngewani family.
That's right.
Don, so you're actually very active in this space. What would be some of your energy saving tips? Now, we're not all perhaps can do all the same things. I think that the important thing about energy saving is you look at your current demand and sort of look at what you can reduce. But what would you say would be some of the areas that we can all look to save some energy?
Some of the things that you can do, you know, most quickly and without spending a cent, I would say certainly looking at the hours your pool pump runs, especially now that we're heading into the winter, you're using the pool a lot less.
Absolutely.
There's a lot less light and heat, which are the things that algae love. So you're not likely to get a green pool very, very suddenly, and you can usually reduce your hours quite severely. My pool is well covered with an opaque cover, and I only run mine 1 hour a day in the winter. A lot of other people get by very nicely with 2 or 3 hours a day with an uncovered pool. Another thing that uses a lot of electricity is ovens, and so we always keep an eye on how we use that. We like to have mostly stovetop meals, and then when we do have oven meals, we make sure, you know, we're filling the oven with all kinds of elements of a meal, rather than just, you know, putting a slice of pie that needs to be reheated left over
yes.
in an oven for
That's
half
right.
an hour.
So you're looking at opportunities to maximize the use of your appliances or whatever it is. What about the geyser? I'm intrigued to hear about what you've done with the geyser.
Sure. Well, even before we got the solar geyser, the most important thing was to make sure the thermostat wasn't set too high. So many plumbers will just automatically set a geyser to 70 because they don't want to hear back from any customers that
right.
they had a day where the water wasn't perfectly hot, and they don't have to pay their customers' utility bills, of course, so they don't care. But it certainly doesn't need to be set to 70 for for a lot of people, 55 is perfectly adequate, and maybe a little higher in the winter. That was what we did before we got the solar. Now, of course, it's just a matter of managing the temperature of the water so that before the sun comes out, the water is cooler and has an opportunity for the sun to do the heating. The last thing you want to do is to be heating up the water just before the sun comes out and giving the sun nothing to do.
That's right. That's
so
right.
We've got a geyser-wise timer that helps us control that.
Well, I think what's exciting is that you've documented and written down all of your experience, and it's there available for us all to go and learn from.
Yeah, I think everyone can learn something from Greener House.
Fantastic. Don, I really thank you for your time. Congratulations on your award, and we hope to learn and hear from you again. Thank you.
All right. It was a great pleasure, Gareth. Thank you.
Mr. Don Burrows, the winner of the 2013 ETA Awards, he won the household category. Let me just tell you what he did, Jabisa. He managed to reduce his electricity bill by 75%.
Wow.
So if he was paying 1,000 Rand, he went
not
down to
7.5%.
No, 75%. And he, as he mentioned, he did this by installing a solar geyser. Mm. He also went to a wood-fired closed combustion fireplace. So he had a fireplace that closed. And then he used that heat from that fireplace in different parts of his house. He also had gas heating. And, of course, all the lighting and things. He's saved 20,000 Rand a year by doing these changes. So easily justifying
spending
the money.
Hey?